Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
He stole your stat.
I know. I tell you what, that's the risk with the sports update at the top of the hour is, hey, they're going to steal your stat, and he certainly did. But I got a fun fact that I didn't think he was going to steal.
What?
This has nothing to do with sports. Greg, I think you'll appreciate this. The date, 05-22-29. It is the same from yesterday until the 29th, forwards and backwards.
20, 25.
It's a palindrome, isn't that what it is?
Yes.
A little fun fact. 5-2-2-2-5, 5-2-2-2-5.
Yeah, depending, like, you know, if you don't need the two-digit month.
Right, yes. When I put in my prep, I always put 0-5 or whatever.
And if you don't, but if you're signing a paper, you're probably only use single-digit month.
Correct, yes. So, little fun fact there. Didn't get stolen. My best record since 2006 after 50 games.
Take that, Luke.
Yeah.
You didn't get today's date in the update.
I like it. I was married on a palindrome.
Were you?
Yes. Oh. 7-1-1-7.
There you go.
All right.
It seems very appropriate.
Yes, it does.
It really does.
Did you pick that date because of the date?
Sarah did.
Yeah. And that's what makes it perfect. Is that date was chosen because of that.
Yes. She chose the date before realizing it was a Saturday. So she said, like, oh, let's just get married on this date. It happened to be on a Saturday. Awesome.
Perfect.
It's a sign.
Destiny.
Yeah, all the stars aligned. Literally.
No kidding. All right. Good morning, 97.1. Yeah. Jim Costa, John Jansen.
Welcome to the sports show.
Welcome in, everybody. Gov and Greg behind the glass and Luke Sloan on the updates. And it's something, all right. This Tiger baseball team, John, you're right. 50 games in, best record. First time they've done it since 2006. And, 2006 was the last unexpected great summer of Tiger baseball.
I've mentioned it yesterday a bunch, and I've mentioned it a couple of times over the last few weeks when we're trying to figure out, okay, is this real? This is a very consistent team. And I would like to throw out there one more thing.
Yeah.
It's a very mentally disciplined team. This is a very tough just mindset that this team has and you start to see it pay off and you have a dud on Monday and then you come back and you play better both days. And they're not runaway wins, but they're just tough, hard fought good wins against a team that came in 13-15 in their 13 wins in 15 games leading into this series. And we've talked about Minnesota being on that hot streak. Obviously, St. Louis was on that hot streak. You play against the Tigers and you're just playing against your, it's trying to chisel a rock.
The one thing we said, hey, could trip them up is their bullpen. Yesterday was a bullpen day and they won. I mean, that's kind of the theme here is even the things that should trip them up, like all these injuries to center field and even some guys in the rotation that are dealing with little minor injuries, nothing's tripping this team up. They keep rattling off series wins. They've won 12 series already this season. What, 12-4? Looking at the series record right now. They got the biggest lead of any team in baseball in their division, and they welcome in the Guardians today, who are in fourth place in the AL Central, six games back of the Tigers. John, as big a series as this is for our Tigers, I'd argue it's a bigger series for the Guardians.
Well, anytime you are trailing, it's a bigger series for that team that needs to make up the difference. But I think the perception is it's bigger for the Tigers because everyone that you talk to outside of, and some of my friends that are baseball fans outside of the Metro Detroit area, outside of being Tigers fans, kind of look at it like, yeah, okay, the Tigers. And it's kind of like the Pistons, where it's just been such a long road since they were good or respectable. It's trying to build up that respect coast to coast. And it takes time, rightfully so. That's why good teams gain that respect because they do it over 162. This is through 50. It's a third of the season.
Us locally, I feel like we're past the are they real conversation, but it's funny because you and I both read the same ESPN article this week and they were picking out teams that are noteworthy and deciding, hey, this start, is this real or not real? And they had the Tigers on that list and they said, yes, this is real, of course. They had the Guardians on that list and they said, not real.
Yeah.
I mean, look
which
at
it's showing.
They have a negative run differential. They've gone 3-7 in their last 10, so water's starting to find its level. John, I was looking at the pitching matchup for the upcoming weekend. Who's the ace they're throwing out there? You know, I mean, the Tigers are going to throw out Job, who's running hot right now. They're going to get Mize back on Saturday, it sounds like. And Sunday is Tarek Skubal. So Bibee throws today. His ERA's over 4. Who's the Cleveland guy I'm scared of? Class A has had a rough year so far. They are scuffling. They need this series for some legitimacy. The Tigers are legit whether they split, lose, win the series. The Tigers starts legit regardless.
Well, and I like the matchup today. It's Flaherty, who we have questioned.
Yeah.
And it came out last time and had a decent start, but it's
that damn sixth inning. It's that third time through the order.
Right. And that, to me, not that there's – I'm not going to sit there and say, you know, A.J. Hinch made a grave error, but – it's, what, three starts in a row where that's the inning and that's the matchup where Jack Flaherty has struggled. So why put him in that situation?
Help him out.
Yeah, just take him. Just understand that he's got a limit. He's got a ceiling. Accept that he's got a ceiling and get him out before it costs you.
By and large, totally agree. Today's interesting, though, because they just had a bullpen day. So you don't want to have to get Jack out of there in the fifth inning if you don't have to. If he's cruising, AJ may go, we trust him. He's going to get through this at some point. His stuff is good enough to get swing and miss. He's got to fool batters that third time through to help out the bullpen today. But with the Guardians in town, it's on everybody's mind. We're going to have John Morosi on the show later today. You know, it's a big series when, ... you get a John Morosi sighting on the radio.
Yeah.
We've got the two grand slam at 7:25 and Dear John today at 7:35.
Is there any hangover? And I'm curious for our listeners. I'm still mad that the Guardians knocked the Tigers out of the playoffs last year. And I understand, hey,
you're still playing with that?
No, of course. I'm never going to let anything go. It's make them pay. It's different teams. And I get that, different seasons. And they're both on different trajectories. But you still have that in the back of your mind. You ended our season last year. And it was anticipated that they were going to end the season last year against Cleveland. It wasn't even anticipated that the Tigers would be in the postseason, that they would beat the Astros. But when they got there and you have the, you know, the Skubal fist pump and yelling at the crowd and you think, okay, magic is happening. And then all of a sudden they cut your head off.
the series with the Kerry Carpenter home run off Class A and the high that we felt that next day coming in. We broke Class A. Oops. Class A still had a few bullets left in the chamber later in that series. To have Skubal on the mound in Game 5 and lose. Yeah, I mean, you harbor some of that resentment, but I'm weirdly at peace with it because
it was borrowed time.
They overachieved last season. Yes, I don't think they robbed us of a World Series run. It felt like the Tigers weren't going to win at all. And now I think some of being at peace with it is now they're better, and I feel like we're just using it as a launching pad. Like, it's just to the next step.
Right, but part of that launching pad is the rocket fuel that you got to use to launch. And it's and I don't know how much the players have that same sentiment. I got to believe there is some of that hangover from last year. Hey, you ended our season. This is our chance to take a bite out of you. We're the better team. Clearly the better team coming into this series. Now we're going to have to go out there and prove it.
Four-game series. If the Tigers win another series, they would pick up even more. More of a lead on Cleveland. Cleveland would already in fourth place, be drifting further and further into the abyss. This is a bigger spot for the Guardians. I know emotionally we could take some solace in it, but it's not going to make up for the ALDS. And the Tigers deserve to lose those games. They didn't hit in Game 4. They didn't hit in Game 5. And part of the big story this year is they are hitting.
Yeah, but
this is a hittable Guardian staff. So this is a
good
matchup.
You're talking about emotions. Deserved doesn't play a part of that. Yes, they didn't hit. And Cleveland last year had a better season and should have won that series. None of that plays into it, that the fact that you ended our season.
Flaherty on the bump tonight against Bibee. All right, we're going to talk about last night. Some chokes.
Oh. An epic 3 minutes at the end of regulation for the Knicks-Pacers.
I got a stat that is mind-blowing on that. But both in hockey and basketball, you had some epic meltdowns. We'll talk about it next. The tush push stays alive. Dan Campbell's for it. Ben Johnson was for banning it. So we'll have a little head-to-head Campbell versus Ben Johnson coming up at 6:35. It's 97.1. All right, guys. The weather is cold this morning, but it's going to warm up and you're starting to make plans, especially with Memorial Day weekend coming up. So if you're going to be heading up north this summer, now's the time to hit the road in style with a deal from Moran Chevrolet. It's Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer in 2024, and they've got deals for you no matter what you're looking to get into. If you're looking to go electric, save at the pump, you can cruise into the summer with the 2025 Blazer EV. That's LT all-wheel drive, and you can lease it for $227 a month. How about that? That's doable. $999 down. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Find your ride fast. You can shop online, moranexpress.com, or go out in person. They're on Gratiot North of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Guardians in town starting tonight. 4-game series. Going to be great crowds all weekend. Memorial Day weekend. Tigers in first place. Guardians in fourth place. They need it more than we do. We asked you about any harboring emotions you still have. And Eric in Richmond says, yeah, I still hold the grudge. My daughter cried when they eliminated us last season. I'm not over it.
Mm-hmm.
And Texter says, our division's been getting a lot of hate for weeks. Look at our division compared to the rest of the American League. Yeah, I think we last couple weeks had noted, like, this isn't the Comedy Central anymore that it was mocked to be.
No, I mean, Twins got 27 wins. They're in second place. You look at the American League East, the Blue Jays, who they just dispatched of, and the Boston Red Sox, who we just beat, won a series. 24 wins, 25 wins. I mean, you go down, okay, the National League's kind of a different story, but in the American League, I do think it is right now playing out as the best division.
Three playoff teams a year ago from the division. Two of them were in the ALDS a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
You've mentioned four with a winning record right now. So this is a tough division. And we'll say it again. The Tigers have the biggest lead of anybody in their division in all of baseball, Even given the difficulties with the opponents.
5.5.
Yep. Noteworthy. Noteworthy was last night, both in hockey and basketball. It's the same story. It's blown leads. On the ice, it's 5 straight goals for the Stars to take down the Oilers.
Yeah.
But the bigger choke,
oh man,
no doubt about it, is what happened in New York with the Knicks.
Brunson goes out with his 5th foul. And what was that with a 9 or 10 minutes left in regulation? And I believe they were up 2. At one point, they were up double digits. And what were they up with 3 minutes left? Was it 14?
14 with 2:50 on the clock. And John, that's where you got this stat, wow. Teams in the NBA trailing by 14 plus since 1997, the play-by-play era, were 0-970 in that spot.
What? Hold on. The play-by-play era?
Yeah, it's a stupid designation. It's when they started printing out every single
play.
No, I had to hear Blaha and Kelser do the same bit earlier this season. No, it's when they started doing... Geez.
A little sensitive today, are you?
It's when they started printing out the like little stat packs and going play-by-play-by-play-by-play. So once they started tracking every possession, that's when they call it the play-by-play era.
So, anyway,
0-970 when you're in that spot. Well, now it's 1-970 because the Pacers came back. Halliburton, of course, leaning into the moment.
Oh, yeah.
He knows what's going on. Choke. Now, he thought he hit the game winner in regulation.
Yeah. Toe on the line.
But they would get it done in overtime and pull off the comeback.
At that point, when you think you've won, but wait, your toe's on the line, now we're going to overtime. At that point, don't you think the pressure is actually on the Pacers to win the game?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because they did all dramatics. They were wagging their finger in the face of the Knicks, and then all of a sudden, oh, wait a second here. The game's not over.
Oops.
Mm-hmm.
But how about Halliburton?
But they felt they came through.
Halliburton in these last 2 minutes of these games, he's unbelievable. I mean, Brunson's the clutch player of the year, but Halliburton's going shot for shot with him. I mean, Brunson scored 40 and they lost.
Yeah, but it was Halliburton is the big story. The last 3 minutes of that game, it was more about Aaron Naismith.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and his ability to just
miss.
Yeah, I mean, he couldn't miss. It was an epic performance. He had 30, Halliburton had 31, but it was his ability to shoot in those moments. And he was 8 of 9 from behind the arc. 8 of 9.
That's unbelievable.
From behind the arc. And the biggest shots, I think he had 3 of them in those last 3 minutes.
Question for you. Which team that choked has a better chance to still win the series?
Well, I mean, I would say the Oilers, just because they've got the greatest player in the world.
I don't think the Oilers are going to win the series.
I don't think they are either.
I think a couple factors. One, Dallas has made a couple West Finals. They added Rantanen. They got a little more firepower. They're healthy on defense. And if it goes to Game 7, they have the greatest Game 7 coach of all time. Mm-hmm. And it would be on their home ice. I don't think it's the Oilers. I still think the Knicks are going to win the series. I do.
I think with the Oilers and the Stars especially. So I heard this coming in. The Stars before last night had lost Game 1 of 9 of the last 10 series.
Yes.
So they're sitting in a place that they're not normally sitting in. So maybe, who knows?
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with John. It's because they got the best player. And I actually think the Pacers are going to win this series. I thought they would going in. I think they got a special little mojo going.
Winner of the West will win the NBA Finals. Yes? Or yeah. Do you think the Pacers can win it all?
No, I think it'll be OKC. And I just think that they have too much firepower. They got all the confidence, all the momentum right now. I think it's just too much.
All right. Coming up at 6:35, it's Dan Campbell versus Ben Johnson. And we didn't even have to wait for the season. But first, Heather with the news.
Stellantis just announced that it has plans to open a 388 million mega hub parts distribution center in Van Buren Township. So according to Stellantis, the center will advance the efficiency and sustainability of its Mopar parts distribution network. It is set to open in 2027. They did recently sell distribution centers in Centerline in Marysville, plus one in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They do say they plan to continue operations at those facilities, but the new mega hub will consist of employees kind of from all over, from Centerline, from Warren, from the Milwaukee location as well.
Milwaukee.
Thank you for filling my my gap as I'm trying to flip my papers. Oh, this is a sad story. A man was fatally struck by 2 passing vehicles on I-75 late Tuesday night after he got out of his car following a car crash. So Michigan State Police said this 25-year-old, a man from Burton, was driving southbound near Grange Hall Road, lost control. He hit the right shoulder wall and then stopped in the left lane. But he was okay from the crash. The thing is he got out of his car, was standing next to it when another car failed to stop and hit the man's car. The man's car then hit him, flung him into the highway where he was hit again by another passing vehicle. He did die there at the scene. Police are now reminding drivers to stay in your car if you are involved in a crash. Leave your seatbelt on, call 911, wait for officers to get there.
Yeah, I that's the one thing I tell the kids. If they're ever in an accident, you do not get out of your car until the cops get there and say, you know, it's okay to step out.
I think no matter where you are. I mean, obviously, if you're on like a side street and there's no one there, sure, get out. But when I was in my car accident, it's exactly what I did. Yeah. I stayed in my car, called 911. Also, I actually, like, I did take my seatbelt off because it had locked. Like, I couldn't breathe. Move. Like, I couldn't move. So I did take that off. But I waited, made sure everything was safe before I got out of there. A fisherman from Wisconsin recently discovered a 100-year-old shipwreck in Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
Just out for a day of fishing, kind of a gloomy day when, lo and behold, there's a huge ship right there under the water. How he found it, nobody else. Pretty
cool. For 100
cool. years? Yeah, right? So he noticed the shipwreck. Just, there it is, off the coast of Manitowoc. Manitowoc. Whatever, 9 feet below the surface. And he reached out to the Historical Society. They say the ship was built in 1881 and it was used to transport lumber. And they say it was intentionally sunk back in 1923. Just kind of fell into despair and were like, what do we do with this ship? Let's just sink it.
So they sank it and then nobody knew where it was?
Well, everyone died, John, and no one told them.
Okay, then.
Right? Well, right? Yeah, like, I mean, back in the days, apparently
records of it.
Logs weren't kept and nobody knew it was there.
Okay.
Apparently. Yeah, anyway, kind of cool. A mom from Ypsilanti wants the prank calls from Cedar Point to stop. She says, enough is enough. At first, she said the calls were kind of humorous, kind of amusing, but now she says it's over the top. So it turns out her phone number is written on the wall. Or a wall
in the bathroom at the park.
Not in the bathroom. It's in line. So all these people waiting in line for the Cedar Creek mine ride see her number and are now calling it and texting it.
Who put her number on the wall?
Is it 8675309?
Is her name Jenny? I don't know.
And what are they hoping to get Jenny, from her? What are they texting her? What are they calling her for? Just because?
Just for fun. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I can only imagine.
The number's on the wall, and you're standing there with nothing to do. Let's give it a call.
Well, you have the sense of humor as a child, so maybe you would do this. But I wouldn't see a phone number on a wall and go, you know what would be a fun idea? I'm going to text them. I wouldn't either,
but people do. And they are. And she's now wondering if she needs to change her phone number.
Yes.
Or get someone over to that ride and scrub the wall or something.
Yep. They did contact Cedar Point. Cedar Point's like, we haven't heard this complaint, so...
Yeah.
They're unaware. A Texas man has been arrested after a stranger he invited into his home to help move furniture stumbled across a dead body.
Oh.
Okay, so there's a man, and he told police that he had been offered money to, hey, can you come over and help me move some furniture? I'll give you some money. And the guy was like, sure, why not? I'll take you up on that offer. So he was in this guy's house going to move a box, and that's when he found
what's in
this
the box.
A body wrapped in a blanket, right? Like, yeah. That's what was in the box. And he quickly got out of there, ran out of the house, jumped into this truck, tried to leave. Well, the guy who owned the home jumped into the truck bed, started like breaking the windows, trying to stop this guy from leaving. Anyway, the man responsible, the suspect, fled the scene. He was spotted walking, bleeding from the head, and he was just taken into custody for murder.
Huh.
So,
The guy, the deceased guy was a contractor that had been working at his home.
Jeez.
Wow. Look, a lot to process. Why would you hire someone to help you move
a dead body?
Because
you thought it was in the box.
It was probably too heavy.
I guess you had no other choice.
I guess you could just... I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm guessing it was too heavy.
Don't need to get too far into the head of a person
and he thought
who murdered
nobody
somebody.
Would know.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrapped in a blanket.
All right. Heather with the news. Coming up next, the tush push, still legal. Dan Campbell versus Ben Johnson. Two very different reactions. It's 97.1.
Hey, NBA Conference Finals are going on right now. FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make them the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting the over consistently, or maybe he's been flirting with a potential triple-double? Get the latest stats right inside the app. You don't have to leave and see who's heating up. And once the game starts... that's when things really get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win something big. If you don't already have a FanDuel account, it's not too late. You can still get in on all the action. You're going to get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to join today. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Jamming out this morning. 97.1, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Tush push, John.
Yeah.
Stays in the game of football. Fell a couple votes short. One of the teams that voted to keep the tush push are Detroit Lions. One of the teams that voted against it wanted to get rid of it.
Da Bears.
Da Bears and Ben Johnson. Two very different reactions to the tush push. We have audio of both coaches. And of course, we want your reaction to the tush push staying in the game of football. Let's start with Dan Campbell and the correct opinion. Learn to stop it. It's a skill issue. Philly can do it better than everybody else because of talent and execution. You got to compete rather than change the rules. I liked Dan Campbell's response. That was him back in
March
at the owners' meetings. Now, Ben Johnson spoke yesterday. He was asked, hey, what's your thought? You're an offensive guy. What do you think of this offensive play? He likes big plays and he cannot lie.
Yeah, it was a lot of passion involved. It's what was your reaction when you heard Ben Johnson's?
So I actually was surprised where it took me. I immediately thought, suddenly that third and one empty set makes a little more sense. Wanted a big play.
Yeah.
Explosives. How about the first down or touchdowns as the reporter followed up?
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's, you know, okay. If you don't get an explosive, no, it doesn't turn into an explosive play. We haven't seen one of those. Like every once in a while, you'll see a quarterback sneak and it bounces out. And there's nobody there. Everybody's committed to stopping the run and it goes for a, you know, a touchdown.
But the Eagles,
like, never going to happen with Jared Goff.
No, but the Eagles did put in, I believe, didn't they, or like an alternate, like where there's like a pitch out of it, where you show tush push and then you can kind of try to throw something like a curveball.
Yeah, they've done that once or twice, and it you know. Mild effectiveness. Yeah,
it's not a 40-yard play.
The whole point is keep the chains moving. Keep the ball in our possession. There are times, yes, you're looking for explosive plays. Other times, you're just looking for a first down or a touchdown.
Yeah, you're right on the
goal. That's
line.
An explosive play, isn't it? Even if it's only a half a yard or a yard. So I disagree with Ben Johnson's philosophy on that, but I do agree with Dan Campbell, and hey, it's the job of 31 other teams to either implement this offensively if they feel that's something that they can do, or stop it. It's just and not stop it through rules changes. That's where. And yesterday there was an impassioned speech from Jeffrey Lurie, who is their owner.
Yep,
and it sounds like it went for about an hour. One of the other owners finally asked a question, you know, at the end to hopefully stop the filibuster, and just get him to stop speaking.
I feel like an hour, you start to actually lose your argument because people's eyes glaze over.
There's no question. And I mean, you make your points and then, okay, move on. Jason Kelce was there to talk about it from a player's perspective, which I think is somewhat unique. And I don't know if that can only happen with former players. Have they ever allowed a current player to weigh in on rules changes like that? It seems a little bit odd to me. I'm glad that they're starting to do that. Maybe it becomes
should help. I mean, you want the perspective of people actually playing the game.
And I've never been a big fan of Troy Vincent.
No?
He didn't no.
What's the backstory there?
Because he's just a part of the weakest unit and soft. He didn't like some of the terms that Jeffrey Lurie used.
I think I saw one that was pretty crude.
A little crude, but he got his point across.
Yeah, he did.
And I understand there were, you know, it was may have been offensive to, it could be offensive to anybody. Whatever, I'm not even going to say who it was. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But just to you know, for Troy to, you know, have a comment after, I just thought it was soft and weak. I just wish he would go away and stop talking.
Noted. 248-539-9797. The tush push stays in the game, to Dan Campbell's point. They're going to deal with it this year. They play the Eagles. They're going to be in Philadelphia. They're going to play them on Sunday Night Football, and we all suspect you're going to win a Super Bowl. You're going to see him twice this season.
Yep.
You're going to have to stop it multiple times.
I like the tush push, and I would argue to anyone, show me where the injuries have happened in that play. If you are so concerned about injuries in that play, show me the numbers that show that it is an injurious play.
Injurious. There's no data. That's why I think part of the reason that they didn't get enough votes is they couldn't prove the claim that this was a play of high injury risk. And I saw someone in the comments yesterday, well, when Jalen Hurts gets injured, the Eagles are the ones running the play.
They've done it for years.
He's never gotten hurt doing it.
Right. And it's, you know, everybody talks about the offensive line. There's no increased injury, you know, situation that versus a traditional quarterback sneak. And heads up, a breaking news here, there is a risk of catastrophic injury on every football play.
Yep. Couple quick texts. There's no talent on the tush push. It's big bodies up front pushing harder than the guys across from them with the proper alignment.
Okay. There's no talent from receivers. There's no talent from some of these other skilled players. But there is great skill and talent by the center who has to stay low, who has to snap the ball, not fumble it, the CQ exchange. There's a lot of talent in there. There's a lot of skill involved that. And being able to drive from that position. And they've been able to do it with multiple centers. Jason Kelce is retired.
I would think we in Detroit would understand that there is talent in playing offensive line. We have a great offensive line. We see the difference in having
I get too offended by the fact that somebody says there's no talent in that play. There is certainly talent. It's both guards making sure you take the right footwork so that there's no leakage in the A gap.
If there's no talent, then surely every team is running it and succeeding at the same level as Philadelphia, right?
Right.
Wrong. No data suggests that. The Eagles are the best at doing it, which suggests there is a skill to it, that it does require execution and talent. If everybody was doing it and everybody was converting it 100% of the time, then it would be an epidemic and I would be more in favor of changing it. But right now, it feels like you're singling out a team that's doing something really well and trying to punish them for it. In sports, we celebrate teams that have talent, execute, and find ways to win.
Yeah. And in football, we celebrate physicality.
Yeah. If everybody could do it, the Bills would have played in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah. They wouldn't have fumbled the ball 2 years ago on the goal line against Minnesota. You know, I mean, there's just so many different examples. And if you don't like this play, if you don't think it's a quote-unquote football play, I mean, look at the people who have objected to it. They're all soft.
How many teams voted to ban it?
22.
They needed 24.
Yeah.
22 teams are soft?
Yeah. Soft owners.
This is the Packer proposal.
Soft owners.
They don't have it. Well, the whole city is soft then because they don't even have an owner.
Well, I disagree with that.
You just called Ben Johnson soft.
Yeah.
Yep.
Charmin soft.
Yeah, I actually was taken aback by that comment. I knew about it. I hadn't heard it. Oh, my. So it's a boring play. We've got to have exciting plays. So we don't do QB sneaks in football anymore. We don't hand the ball to a fullback to try to get a half a yard. We don't, like, he's calling all those plays out with his comments.
Is that a red flag if you're a Bears fan?
Yeah, this guy, I'm telling you what, man. It's going to be fun.
I can't wait for that matchup. I really can't. And Matt LaFleur, right? He's against this one. He's talked about it. And it was the Green Bay proposals. I don't know if he has to back ownership. Probably
does. Be a good look if you do.
Or just don't say anything.
You could do that as well.
Just I'm going to let the votes speak for itself. But you look at the coaches that are talking about this as not being a football play, or I like explosive plays. And I think it shows their softness.
The Lions should start the game against the Bears with the tush push. Signed a ticket texture. You wouldn't do it with Goff.
No, that's the issue.
You could do it with Montgomery. He played high school quarterback. He's got a low center of gravity, but strong lower body.
I've heard that. Or you could put Shane Zylstra in there or Sam LaPorta. That's where I would then flip to when people say there's no skill, there's no talent. All right? I am not putting a person under center in that situation that doesn't take thousands of center quarterback exchanges. I don't want to put that ball on the ground. I don't want to fumble it. I'm trying to pick up a first down. If we don't have a quarterback, if we don't have that system in place, the players that can execute that, then I'm not going to do it.
Says, don't let teams get to 4th-and-1. I've seen the play be stopped. It can be done. I couldn't agree more with Dan Campbell. Go Steelers, who wanted it banned. Sad, my Steelers have gone soft.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Last time you won a playoff game?
2016, I think. Mm-hmm. Coming up on a decade. Nobody cares about the injury risk. People care because it's a boring rugby play. Well, people have argued the injury risk, so they are probably arguing in bad faith. And then if you don't care because it's a boring play, you know it's also a boring play in the same logic? Regular QB sneak. Regular QB sneak is a boring play. Mm-hmm. Are we going to ban that as well? It's got to be exciting or you're not allowed to call the play.
Right, yeah.
If it's not a double reverse, you got to get it out of the game.
4th-and-a-half a yard, you hand the ball to Dave Montgomery and he picks up a yard.
It's boring.
It's boring.
Boring. Ban it. How many times have we seen Sewell push the running back or a quarterback in the end zone for a first down? Says it's not a planned play, but that's a tush-push type play. Montgomery was carried down the field by his offensive line. The tush push is 100% a football play. And you can't use the rugby argument because the game of football was taken from rugby and soccer. Ben Johnson and most Lions fans are hypocrites.
Most Lions fans.
Is he saying most Lions fans wanted this banned?
I don't think so.
I don't think most Lions fans wanted this banned.
No.
We can talk to Lions fans. 248-539-9797. We got the 2 Grand Slam coming up at 725. It's 97.1. Hey, if you're injured in a car accident, you're stressed, you're in pain, you're confused, ultimately, you're looking for help. You're looking for someone who can get results for you. If there's a law firm out there that truly cares, it's KG Law. I know Lawrence KG. I met with his team, and it's the way they run their business. Lawrence KG's a Detroiter. He built his business with the idea that you're not a number in the insurance game, that you'll be taken care of in the process. His team's going to look after you when you need it most and get you the biggest possible payout. The phone number is 877-KG-CARES, online at kgcares.com. You'll see the testimonials, the stories, the things I'm talking about. If you or a loved one's been injured in a car accident, call KG Law now. You can visit their website, kajykgcares.com. That's kgcares.com.
Oh, baby.
Greg is on fire this morning. Behind the glass, coming back. Yes, Ben Johnson likes big plays, and he cannot lie. He did not want the tush push to stay in the game of football.
Mm-hmm.
I love the reporter who's like, yeah, but it does pick up like first downs and touchdowns. Yeah, I'm just not a tush push guy.
Yeah, I mean, you show yourself eventually.
Ticket texters. Missionary is boring too, but you still score.
Oh, God.
And you can get a sense of where our listeners' heads at today. If someone creates a defensive maneuver to stop the tush push, it better be called the butt plug. We are
On point. Everyone's on point this morning.
We've lost the plot here. Let's keep it rolling here. Do you want the play to stay in football? John, the teams that aren't soft.
Yeah.
Teams that want to keep the tush pushing.
Let's name names.
Wanted to keep this play alive. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Lions.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots. Mike Vrabel and company. Yep. Although the owners voted. But yeah, the personality of the team.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee Titans voted to keep the play. Cleveland Browns voted to keep the play.
Hmm.
Baltimore Ravens said, we don't have an issue with this. Jacksonville Jaguars. Duval. The Saints, Jets, and Dolphins. Everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit more respect for those teams.
Yeah.
That they understand that the game of football, it's a physical, violent game.
John, if you were a defensive coordinator, how would you stop the play?
Okay. Well, first, stay out of third and short, fourth and short, you know, goal line situation, which is the goal of every defense. Like, be good on first down so you're not in that third and short situation. But honestly, I mean, what you have to do is proves to me why offenses need to use the cadence more. Because part of it is holding your water at the line of scrimmage, mm-hmm. not jumping, and being able to sit there and go on just different cadences. That's probably the bigger challenge, because you don't know when that ball is going to be snapped. The only way that you can stop it is to load up on the center, both guards, in the gaps, linebackers. But you've got to be able to, and we saw Washington try and do this, right? You got to be able to anticipate the snap count. You got to be able to jump. You got to be able to play low. And it's just, that's why it's so hard. It's just hard to stop.
Texters say, fellas, I coach the offensive line at Howell High. Tush push is the football play.
Mm-hmm.
Says the reason Philly is so good at it, Hurts can squat 600 pounds, Mike in Roseville. So it is a skill issue. They have a guy with the skill set.
Yep.
And if you don't, that's a skill issue. It's not a rule issue. It says field goals are boring. We're going to ban them too. Bubble screens are boring. Ban them as well. Ticket Texter points out, most calls on our station yesterday after 10 a.m. were against the tush push. I've seen numerous fans online calling and crying about it. Most fans are against the tush push.
It's soft. I mean, if you don't like it, then go play a different sport. Go play soccer.
Ben Johnson's tush push comments completely explain why we lost our biggest games. He tries to dial up something sexy and exciting instead of taking what the defense is giving him.
So I'm not going to completely dog on Ben Johnson. I do think that he has a softer mentality. But at the same time, let's go back before he became, you know, Benedict Johnson, and talk about how much we loved his creativity and the trick plays, the hook and ladder, all of those different plays. Right? I'm not going to sit here and just completely dog on him. I don't like his concept that this is not a football play, but he is a good play caller.
How about this comparison? Toby in Waterford. I'm getting serious Adam Gase vibes from Ben Johnson.
Yeah, just without the bug eyes at the opening press conference.
What was that?
That was so bizarre.
I'm forever haunted by that.
Yeah.
Staring deep into your soul.
Mm-hmm.
No, Ben doesn't do that, but he is kind of putting himself in this category.
It's not the first time I've heard that analogy.
Yeah, these like boy genius offensive coordinators that are they cut out to be head coaches?
Yeah, we got to come up a name for the LaFleur, McVay, Ben Johnson crowd.
Well, McVay's won a Super Bowl.
They just like all their little offensive plays, and they just want to throw it and run and gun.
We're going to find out what his team is. I think they've tried to build up the line. They have to be a physical team, or they're not going to be able to replicate what they did in Detroit. Like, Ben Johnson's offense worked because the offensive line gave them third and manageable. Yeah. You stay ahead of schedule, play action, passing, converting all those fourth and ones. I mean, that was a huge part of the Lions' success is short yardage conversions on third and fourth down. If they can't do that because they're looking for explosives, they're going to be standing on the sideline watching the other team's offense march up and down the field.
Here's my problem with all this and Ben Johnson. They were running the same offense in the second half of 2022, which was Campbell's first year, right? Or 2021.
21 was his first
year. Before Ben Johnson was ever the OC. Ben Johnson did not get play calling rights until right before the regular season game because Dan Campbell wanted him to run his offense. I just don't know. Look, the guy could have success. My feeling is I like the Adam Gase comparison in terms of the guy thinks he's the smartest guy in the room, and he thinks he's going to be able to run everything he did here, there. He's got different personnel. It's not going to work. And you'll probably get a Chip Kelly splash out of this in terms of the first couple of weeks. Oh, wow, look at that. Then they'll get tape. He'll get cocky, and he'll fail.
Yep. Dan Campbell has a clear vision for the offense. It wasn't being operated as he saw fit in year one, so Anthony Lynn was demoted. Dan Campbell took over. Dan Campbell was the creator of the Lions' version of this offense. It's Sean Payton's offense. And you could go down the coaching trees and find out, okay, where are the original parts of this offense? But Dan Campbell has a clear vision. And that vision is still in Detroit. Dan Campbell is still the head coach. He is still the one that is in control of this offense.
And the mentality is staying.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's going to Chicago.
We'll find out.
Tush push. All right, Tush Push stays in the game. 7:25, it's the 2 Grand Slam. We've got Dear John coming up in the 7 o'clock hour as well. Coming up next, looking for the next great American. It's 97.1.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.